Corona cleanup. Cleaning up the mess the government made. Citizens required. Number one, all Americans should demand all personal freedom restrictions be lifted immediately. Number two, we must demand that an honest assessment of the projections, projectors, and advisors who promulgated this fiasco be held accountable. Number three, since D.C. will not do number two, we will have to march on D.C. to demand it. Number four, while we're in D.C., we should demand voter ID and no absentee or mail-in ballots for all elections, including the upcoming one, same-day voting across the board. Number five, governors and all law enforcement people who took anyone's rights should be fired and all benefits taken from them. They are enemies of the Constitution and the people. Number six, demand that all people in Congress and the court system honor their oaths to support and defend the Constitution or be prosecuted. Because of the damage done to Americans' constitutional rights, their psychological health, their economic health, and their political health, there must be accountability and severe punishment for those involved in the hoax. A grand jury should be seated to assess the process and players in the COVID-19 hoax. The grand jury should complete its investigation in 30 days from being seated. Any subpoenaed person refusing to cooperate with the grand jury investigation will be held in contempt and receive an automatic sentence of 6 months in prison. Members of the grand jury should be non-governmental citizens who are not connected financially with any government agency or agent. Members should be selected from volunteers. There should be representatives from all levels of our society except government. Any person receiving funding or closely related to someone receiving funding from the government will be excluded. American history experts, practicing medical doctors, and constitutional lawyers may be included who meet the above criteria. Priority will be given to small business owners and non-union workers. The grand jury should be charged with identifying the modelers, the agency experts, the administrative advisors, and any ancillary players along with their role and impact on the decisions made which resulted in the unwarranted damage described above. They should also make recommendations for penalties to be assigned to the convicted players. The Supreme Court will try each of the charged players based on the evidence provided by the grand jury and assign penalties approximating those recommended. The trial should be completed in 60 days from assignment.